Yom Chamishi, Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim. Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar. We have a problem in our club, in our oilam. We have a problem. You're supposed to drink till you don't know the difference between Baruch Matcha and Ar Haman. In our oilam, we're not sure exactly when does Purim stop. You don't make Abdullah of the Purim. There's a reason for it. So we didn't make Abdullah list. We somehow hang on to it all year round. I got you a Purim. That's our shita. All right? Gandhi. Anyway. What's machte? How's it going? Good to see the Rav. Hayim Rabotai. We're here to drink. Some of the best drinkers in town are in our oilam. We pride ourselves. Our oilam knows how to drink. We're not stam guys over here. We're chshuvim. You know that Shel Salanta used to drink on Purim? You know, he was under the table, Reb Shel Salanta. And you know, Reb Nosson Zatzal told me, Shel Salanta was drunk under the table, Shel Zafarim. You know who he was, a Malach Hashem Tzvaki, when he got drunk. When he slept, I know a Yid. I knew a Yid. Avram Leib Shore from Chicago. Rabban used to bring him to Lakewood to speak. Yuzeda. Wow. He was delicious. We loved him. He used to come Elul, and when he spoke, we thought we were in Slabodka. He had a Reimimus. They said Rabban wanted him. He wanted Zalem to see. This is it. He was so gewaldig. Anyway, so he, I heard he has very chashuva einikach. What was I saying already? No, where am I up to? He was Mashamish, Reb Naftali Amsterdam. And in Slabodka, they had to do with the big Bali Musa, Reb Itzel Petterberger, and Naftali Amsterdam. Altov and Kelm had a yeshiva, but these two, they used to raise us to get from them, from these people. These Avtoli Amsterdam was a malach. He described them as, you can't describe. Take a look at the picture of Avtoli Amsterdam. The fire in his face is not shayach. Ah, kodesh kadoshim. But pasuk put me the gears of it. It was a malach. So he said, so he's Meshamish. My father, he tells me, was Meshamish Abisol Salanta. Pasuk Mishpatim is his yahrzeit. Whatever the real official day is a week ago, but Pasuk Mishpatim is his whole life was Pasuk Mishpatim. It was so medactic and these inyanim. So he saw Abisol Salanta went to sleep for half an hour in the middle of the day. And he watched his face. And his face was burning with fire. So Solanta's taking a nap. Clean a cake. So Solanta takes a nap in the middle of the day. You think, you know what? Halavai, you sit and learn your whole life. You could two of as much as that nap. So, you know, Rabban Kotli used to shake Rabbi Yisrael. You know who he was. Rabban said about him, there were Anashia Gzaili Yisrael in his door, and he was bigger than all of them. Rabbi Shel Salanta, I'm going to say something here. And he went to Paris. Agadol B'Yisrael, what is he doing in Paris? If he makarved those yidden in Paris to take a trip. He didn't have the the jets, the planes to get there. He took a trip, wasn't easy. Rabbi Shel Salanta, a cleaner guy. But the fact that he went there, I just want to say, I'm not going to get too involved. But I will say about that inyan of let's get out and do something for Klal Yisrael for sure, at least for Machshava. We'll see what happens. The Vayel, I'm going to do mine. There's a Reb Aaron for sure, held very stock like that. I made a thorough check with his old tummy, the one after another. There's no suffering. There's shy when and how and who. There's some people that maybe shouldn't hear this. If you're underage, just sit and learn. Don't listen to Mandel's Mishigasin if you're underage. But if you're not underage, maybe there's something that's not pushing. what we could do for Klai Yisrael. The Baalah we're doing right here. Maybe she'll help us fight it, but that's just her order. So Solanta went to Paris. Went there, to Kamata, go to Yisrael. Go schlep to Paris to be Makar. Whoever did, whoever. That was Rabbi Shaul HaKlinikai. Anyway. He went about Betochen. He said, where the Seichel stops, Betochen begins. Where the Seichel stops, Betochen begins. It makes no sense. That's Betochen. Oh, give me, it's gotta work out, gotta, well, if it doesn't, you got all the calculations, well, they said it's gonna rain, they said it's gonna, this, they hold, well, according to the way it's, you know, I'm not the type to go along with the rules. It's not my thing. Some people enjoy not going with the rules, you know, that's the way they are. I once wanted to park backwards. And I asked Reb Chaim Halpin, an avada, you're supposed to be, you know, and he's supposed to be a demokratish sort, you know, he does his thing. If a park developed, he says, no way, you park the way everybody parks. Be machnia, navada gezarach no to the systems. You be normal. Not so easy to be normal. And nowadays, when they read a shidduch, a bach, besides being an ilui and a masbid and a balmidus, if they say he's normal, that's really, you know, that's really interesting. He's actually normal. And nowadays, Pnei Ador, Pnei Akelev, that's a tall order. Normal? Hey, Kleinik, is anybody really old? He's normal? Well, let's have a talk. We'll find out exactly what's going on. Nobody, you can't. That's the matzah. The matzah of Dor is chutzpah yazgeh, you know the matzah. And it ain't, it's plenty good. You know, they complain about the kids. A lot of people complain, look, the kids, it's terrible. The kids, the way they're acting with the this, you know what happens? They all grow up. They all steig. They turn out beautiful. In fact, very often, dafke those kids are everyone's worried about. Hey, guess who the Rosh Yeshiva is? You walk into this beautiful Moshe, big Rosh Yeshiva, everybody's eating out of his hands. And he said, you? That's the Rosh Yeshiva? I remember him as a kid. Oh no, don't give me a break. How did he become the Rosh Yeshiva? And look, he's the most popular, he's the best, he's not shy, he's, you know how often that happens? Don't tell the kids about these things. They're gonna give you a run for the money. Kids. It's a deraisa. V'yisa mishuga mimara inecha. V'yisa mishuga. You ever hear that? Deraisa. V'yisa mishuga. I'm joking. Anyway, Rabbi said, Adar, it's such a, it's ganed natachim to be a holy Jew. You can make yourself a little bit lover. Abyssal mishuga, you know. It's our religion. Now I'm going to tell you something. David HaMelech danced a little bit inappropriately. We don't know what that means. But there definitely was something not the way you're supposed to do things. Or else his wife, Michal, would not have had it into him. And she let him have it. She was tzaddikis gemura that the world never heard of. You know who she was? She wore tefillin. Michal Bashol. She was his favorite. By the way, he loved her. She was called his egla. That's a sign of Gavaldik. He loved her b'miuchid. She saved his life from her father Shol. She was my nefesh from him. Michal Bashol. He didn't just love Michal. You know he loved Yonason? You know what the Malbim says? Do you know what their relationship was? But what's this? What, they love each other? He likes his nose? What's going on here? You know why they liked each other? Because in Betochen, they're in the same league. David and Yonason. You know what Yonason did? His father's going to Melchama with thousands, hundreds of plishtim, kechol asher al sfas hayom. His father's going to war, and Yonason says, wait a minute, we got the Yavish. I mean, he takes his arms bearer, nice Caleb. Let's do the job. What do we have to, Hololim has to be tested at Tzibura. And he and his nice Caleb went and boom, they knocked off the whole nicer. He was the one that said, Yainasim and Shol, Ein La Shem, Matzor, La Shia, Barabi, Mamat. He's the author of that statement. With the Yevishter, you need a lot of people. What kind of mishigas? That's Yenison. And when Yenison saw David take a slingshot and knock the block off Goliath, and the whole world was shaking from him, we got problems. You have a pea shooter, please? He takes the pea shooter, boom, bye. David HaMelech made a chayzik of him. Goliath, the Plishtita, he wasn't stupid either. He was mavatal everybody from Krishna for 40 days. So he knew, with Krishna, you win the war. So he stopped that. So he knew Dizmanim. You know, he was a brisker. He was Rabbeinu Tam, whatever he was. He knew Dizmanim. And he said, okay, I'm going to stop them from saying Krishna. So every morning he started his whole taram, making fun of the Jews and being Mechadif and Megadif. Anyway, Goliath, he was a giant and they were petrified of him. He was covered from head to toe with copper. You couldn't kill him. Invincible. He was like, what do they call the famous ship that you couldn't sink? That sunk. What? Titanic that went to the garbage can. You couldn't sink him. You couldn't kill him. You know what happened? You know what David HaMelech did? David looked at him. He says, oh, he spoke with such gayest, David, with confidence. He said, oh, yeah, aha. And everyone was petrified of him. Shaul HaMelech, Meshuach Hashem, everyone was scared. This Goliath, the place was going. And David steps in and says, I'll do the job with such confidence. You got to see the psukim. I don't have it. It's beautiful. He walks in there. He's starting up with Chedif. He's making fun of Kal Yisrael. You let him get away with that? I'll do a job. 1, 2, 3. Now, he could have taken a spear, but he could have taken a bow and arrow. Do it right. No. Give me that slingshot. David HaMelech. Yeah, what's going on? And he killed him with a slingshot. And Goliath looks at him, what? You're coming with a slingshot. And David said, David looked at him like he's a piece of zero. So I have the Yevishter. V'yeda kolak, oh my kodesh is that. Yeshali, kimi Yisrael! You gotta see those halig adventures. David HaMelech said, the world will see Yeshali, kimi Yisrael. I'll do a job on him. Watch this. And he told him, you know what I'm gonna do to you? The animals will be eating your flesh in a few minutes. Now, David never walked into a battlefield in his life. He had no shaykhus. In fact, his big brother said, go home. What are you doing here? You know, you're young. You're not into this. And David walked in. He was never there before. So what's the problem? And then the Chazal saying to Sam, he hit him with the stone. And Goliath was infuriated. You treat me like a dog. You come with me sticks and stones. I'm a hunt. That's exactly what I consider you, a hunt. You know, there's a medrash about, there was a dog involved in his, Arpa. She went back, whatever it is. Whoever knows, knows. He was talking to a dog. He's talking. But, Esther Hamalka called Ahasuerus a dog. She called him a dog. It was a tiny on her. Amelis, she got a... So she called... She lost her Ruch HaKodesh, so she said, the lion. But why did she... She called him a lion. It's more Mechavadik. When she davened, she had to go into Ahasuerus, and she was shaking from it. You know what it is? Rebellion Goldsmith showed me a beautiful diak in Chazal. It says she's a Baal B'tochem, Esther, when she went with to Ahasuerus that time. Baal B'tochem, and it says she was shaking. What's going on here? And he says, Zaitman from them? You could shake and you still call the Baal B'tochem. You hear that? Kedai! I heard this from Gershon too. He said, if I'm harving a B'tochem and I'm shaking all over, am I still a Baal B'tochem? You know what Gershon told me? Notilius! Of course! Gershon, you're a Baal B'tochem, don't worry. Gershon was... didn't like Tzimtzum. That's not real B'tochem. It's not going to work. He didn't like that whole business. It's working. Yeah, you did it right. No, that he used to always tell me, Elsa, you did, but I worked B'tochem like this. Don't complicate me. That was Rav Gershon. It's going to work. Yeah, it's good. It's good. He was, that was the whole seed. And the Bali B'tochem, that maybe there's a Akpada on me. Maybe it's not going to work. Oh, I did an Aveira yesterday. You know what I heard from one of my rabbis? Now, don't push it. I don't recommend anybody doing Averis. But he said that the Baal Aver is the only real Baal B'Tochen. Because the other guys are B'Teach and the Maisim Tevim. I'm B'Teach and Shas. I'm B'Teach and the Svar. I said yesterday, I'm B'Teach. I'm Sojo Chashev Yid. It's not an Hashem. It's good. It's great. But the real B'Teach Hashem is the Russia. He has nothing. Rabbi said, please don't look for trouble. But don't mind yourself that you're not a Baal B'Tochen because you did anything wrong. No such thing. La Hadam. I have some of my best stories of B'Tochen is when I was an all-time low. You hear that? Don't be gyrus, Dad. Do tshuva. You better do tshuva. That's the difference. But the thing I'm aiming at, I'm getting. Don't bother me with this. I'm a Teah B'Hashem and His goodness, not because I'm a great guy. I'm a Teah B'Hashem, Chovos Machtir. I'm a Teah B'Hashem, Chesed Yisrael Avenu. I feel a rush of my Teah B'Hashem. They all scream about this, by the way. I have a safe here called B'Tach B'Hashem. It has a leaket of 20 different Rishonim and Achreinim and Chazals, maybe more. Come out every one of them. They write 2 pages about B'Tachem. Don't worry if you're a Russia. They all say the same thing. Right away they jump on that. Because your whole B'Tachem is totally, you're going to look down at yourself, you're going to lose it. You got to hold, I'm going to make it no matter what. If you hold, you're not Roy. That's exactly why you're not Roy. You're the Pesach on yourself. If you hold, do you know what happened recently? Somebody calls me up who was really did something that really L'chol HaDeis was not right. Shenemo. That even the average bum doesn't do. He, Kanai Nahara, he did something. At least, you know. Now he's normally, he's not, he fell in. And Gerada, he is in the Ruchniistic world, he does have a big, he does a lot. He's a great person. And he told me, I feel like a bum. I feel like a this. I know I'm not worth a penny with Gerada, whatever. He has a lot of support. Stamazai, he's not stomach guy. But Fat, he's showing whatever. He had the shyness. So he says, Mendel, how could I live myself? I told him, you know how to live with yourself? Now listen to this, Rabbi Sai. It's kedai to hear it. And the Torah starts off with, Havi Oz Kanomer. The first, Rabbi Yudha Metaimoyma. Havi Oz Kanomer. Be tough like a lion. Oz means Oz is punin. Like a leopard. To do the Ratz and Hashem. That starts with that. The Rav Shulchan Aruch starts with that Torah. What's going on? You have to be like a leopard, a treifa animal. Reb Nosson brings Yerushalmi. Anyone can find it. I'd appreciate it. I still haven't found it, but it's shame that there's a lion and a tiger fighting with each other, a lion and a leopard. And the leopard wins even though he's weaker because he's a mamzer. He's a cross between a lion and a tiger, so his bones are weak. But because he's such an Aziz Ponin, and he feels like he looks like he owns the world, even though the lion is really stronger, but he's the bigger mechutzif of the two. In Midas Aziz Ponim, the leopard is better. In being strong, the lion is bigger. But in being an Aziz Ponim, a mechutzif, a dalgeya, in being a dalgeya, the leopard is the number one man. So guess who wins? The leopard wins. The lion runs away. It's a hafli. Reb Nosson used to say this over a lot. It's very important. You don't have to be the biggest. You just have to have that. So I told the guy, he said this over. Chase it with a lion. Now, why does the Heiliger Shulchan Aruch start off with a mamza? A leopard's a mamza, you know that? He's a cross between a lion. He's not normal. He's a tzedrei tebria. A lion would be bad enough. He's tame. But a lion has a certain dignity. A leopard is off the wall. You know, first, you're not even strong. You're just a big shot. You just think you own the world when you really don't, because the lion's really better than you. But I may so Reb Nosson, he said, Galinsky said this, you say, that you have to be, so I told the guy, you're no good, but the momzil has taken over the show, so a bomb, a zero, move on, and Do what you have to do. Don't be this bowl. So I'm not the tzaddik of Dor. So what? Don't look for trouble, Hashem Yerachem. But it's a good thing. Sometimes it comes in handy to a lot of people. Some no good. Rav Kanarig Zatzal, a bachur was having a rifyon in learning. So he felt he's out of it. He's not only, you know, whatever he was, wasn't. He was a rifyon b'chal. I don't know what the, so he says, Chazal Zogin. Halavai, I see Azu v'tayrasi shamaru. So you're not the tzaddik, what you're supposed to be. Just learn. Don't worry. Keep learning. And don't look, but I did this wrong, that wrong. Danish can come. Keep moving. And don't be in a spole. Rav Shimer used to tell everybody, keep smiling and keep going. Just move on. Don't be in a spole. Okay, fight the... So I'm not so good. I'm good. I'm bad. I'm terrible. Anyway, so back to Golias. What did Golias do? Golias, what did he do? He went ahead and he said, what did Daronach took a stone and the way his verbal abuse, he put Golias in the garbage can. He looked at him like a paper tiger. Like, he told him, Pamoli, in my books, you're not worth nothing. Imagine the awe that David HaMelech had to this giant. You're not scared? You know what this fellow could do to you? He says, I'm going to take you. And the birds, anybody have a Tanakh? It's okay. The birds will be eating your flesh. All right? Or the animals, they'll finish you off. You're not worth a dime by me. And he was never in a battle before. The chutzpah David HaMelech had an ace of streak to him. Sheneimol. He was Admoni. And Shmuel Hanavi took one look at him. He says, this can't be a Melech. I see the redness. He's David HaMelech. He had a Yitzhahari. He had guns. Fine. We don't understand. But he knew how to channel it. And he used it. Golias, watch. I got a tough streak. I'm using it on you. This is where it belongs. When he came back home, David HaMelech turned into an Edelkite. They stepped all over him. And he wouldn't open his mouth. Heilig, heilig, David HaMelech. He had his midas. He was a Navardig, as you know. And David HaMelech was one of the first Talmidei Navardig. That's why David, ain't clean a character. Tov v'makom hakpadah. All his enemies, he loved his enemies. No, how do you do that? And he really did. He wasn't playing games. Because he was above. A Melech is above. It didn't kick in. This guy hurt me. He called me this. Leave me alone with that stuff. I'm here to serve Hashem. My caste level. But so she's a machshefa. My, not so chashev a rebbe. I'm not talking about mine. I'm talking about, let's say, she's a this, she's a that, or my shvez, or my kid, or the boss that I work for. He's the guy in my life that's making me miserable. Don't Danish can cup. It's your own midas. You like to kvetch, so go kvetch. Now listen to this, advice. I'm going to tell you half of it. Somebody calls me up and tells me, I've heard from this guy a few times. I heard from the guy. He told me that he either got corona or he got the flu, one of the two. But right after he did an aveira, boom, he got it. And I deserve it. I heard this from many times. The guy keeps telling me. Now, this guy happens to be very, very big Adam Choshev. He's a big Bal Yisurim also, but he's a big Adam Choshev. And he's nizer more than other people. But he fell. I mean, he fell and wasn't so, whatever. Nobody's perfect. And he says, I deserve what I got. I says, don't you dare say that. He says, why not? You're not allowed to say that. It's osa. But I saw it. So right after I did that aveira, I got punished. The Eibishter gave me what? No, you're not allowed to say that. Why not? I'll tell you why. You're a big Eved Hashem. You know that. And you've been super good. Better than others. Much better. Did you ever feel that maybe you deserve something for that? That's not on your, you know, you're not into that stuff. Deserving something good. For trying, or for being misgaber on certain Yetzer Haras, that doesn't mean nothing to you. Never did you give yourself a pat on the back because I'm good, that's why this is good, that's good. This I didn't tell the guy, but I'm wondering, maybe that's why he has so many yesurim. I'll tell you what I mean. You know that the Mezid Shemaget says that if a person is involved in din, he invites more din. You're getting involved. Well, you know, when you do an Aveira, you're against the Yerushamayim, the Aveira, I got a punishment. When you do a mitzvah, you know, why aren't you getting happy? Oh, Tzadikim says you get a thousand times more schar when you have a simcha shel mitzvah. That's why people aren't good at that. When they daven a mincha or a meir, it doesn't mean nothing. Or you learn to a halba blot, a halba dos. Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't really finish the omid properly. That's all you think about. You should be dancing for every word. Slabotke, the altas, old smooth. How you could, I have to make a whole bracha on one pasuk. Pasuk, I clean it. You don't need it. Okay, that's musa, you know. So when you do something bad, then you point. Yeah, see? I got punished. When you do something good, it's nothing. So you have, it's an interesting religion you have. You're totally negative. Like, the positive stuff you do is, no. I could be better. You know, someone just told this to me recently. He's a Gevaldige Baalmeila. And I told him, you know, you have this Meila. He says, well, that I got from my parents. You know, my parents. So he's upgefragt. People are so good at throwing themselves in the garbage can. They're experts at it. That's us. My parents. It's not really me. I have a good nature. I don't deserve, you know, getting cast. That's my teva. They're so good at turning themselves into zero. So that's my ride, and that's the truth. The truth is, what you have to work on to build yourself up is much harder. And that's why it's the truth. Being positive is the truth. I just got a call from somebody in Europe, and he told me his peckle. He's got peckles over there. And he told me the lockdowns are making them crazy in different places. You know what I told him? You know, he says, you got to be positive. I started with my stuff. He says, don't worry, I know you're ready. I'm listening to you a half a year. I says, no. He says, my whole life has turned around completely. My whole family, they're happy people. It's a different world. Yeah. Stick to this. More and more positive. Don't be in a spoil. There's an Abish there. Don't worry. He'll take care of you. There's always, anyway. So this is what I told to this guy. Now I'm going to tell you what happened to me last night. They asked me to speak in Bar Park. Came down to Bar Park and I spoke. I took along, there's somebody there who helps me very much in my B'tochim weeklies. He's a tzaddik. What he does for me, it's not shayach. And he needs money because he wants to get 80,000 of my alonim all over the world now. He's working on it. He already is 10,000 a week. Now he wants to, and he needs $1,400 and he said, how do I get the money? Last time he called me, I says, don't worry, they're going to run after you. The next day, some guy started running after him. I want to give you $1,000. So far, the Rebbe's mifesim are going strong. So this time again, what do we do now? So I told him, alright, so we left it. So last night, I gave him $1,000 check because I had been given by a mifus. The last time someone comes over to me, boom, $1,000, wow. And I need this to pay for my B'tochim weekly. I'm desperate. And also have to pay my kedulim. You know, there I'm on my case all over and I need my $1,000. And I figured this yid did me a favor. This he did me a favor, and he's doing so much for me. I need the money. Avishta, I got $1,000 in my pocket. He's getting it. Simon, Friday you got to pay. They're waiting for their money. Avishta, that's it. I'm getting it. Hefke. In the body they would call it hefkeres. It'd be hefke. So I gave him $1,000, and I went back to Lakewood. And I say, now you're all messed up. How do you get $1,000? You get $1,000 grows on trees. As soon as I come home, I see in the kitchen, on the desk, on the table, $1,500 from nowhere. Who's that? Where'd this come from? Say, see, the Eibishter wants to show me. When you do a mitzvah, I got to pay you for that. I got to tell you another mitzvah. What? You're one of my Bali Mifas too. You once produced 1,400 for me, remember? This place is full of Malumad Benisim all over the place. So, somebody, I'm not even sure who was. It's just here. I got my thousand. That's all I know. Anyway. Maybe it's Manmin or Shemaim. I don't know. I got the thousand. So try and get. Anyway, listen to this. So, here's another bite of that. I'm a spowl. I want to do more for the tzibur. Because I have a kayas. I have a chiyuv to do it. And by the way, I hope everybody has a major kayas. And I'm expecting before, you know, one of these days we're going to have, I won't be the only Rebbe around here. Anyway. So what happened? So what happened? So, L'shem Shemayim, I had a reason why I davened in Coventry. I was mishana my normal thing, and I did it, L'shem Shemayim. I did it because I had a reason. It wasn't easy for me. I did it out of former reason, not stop. As soon as I come to Coventry, first day I'm there. We need a speaker. I mean, you know, I have a lech reid mentality. You know, Reb Gershon taught me, lech reid, go, speak. Navardig is, they'll even speak. I once saw Navardig get up, a flame of figure, Zatzal, at a Leviah, and the Leviah is in the middle of moving, and suddenly he stops, and no one asked him to do anything, and he made a hesped. Right, they have a good husband too. And then I once saw Rav Chaim Halpern. I think, and I suspect no one ever told him to do it, to get up in front of a tzibur, like one of the biggest yeshivas around. And he got up and he spoke, you know. The Vardik is, if you don't ask me, I'll take care of that. I need to be asked. No. Well, they do these things. Of course, you have to watch what you're doing. You have to have a Rish Avad who makes sure you do things right. Whatever. But, so I told myself, and now Adayim, I have my 5-minute drushes. They like it better than my hour drushes, because they end quicker. Like my 5-minute drushes, I'm told my 5-minute drushes are not jive. So this is going on for weeks and weeks already, because I did something with Shem Shemayim, and on the spot they just could pay me back. And last night on the spot, I got $1,500. Yep, it was too tough. I also did something else. Somebody's nudging me. I have Kailim, where I pay $50 a month for Bachrim for learning Musar and Batachim, and $100 a month for Yinga Light. Because one of the Bachrim Kailim is on my case, making me sugar. And I promised them, you'll have it, you know. But you don't have any money. What are you promising him for? You'll have it. And sure enough, that extra $500. Anyway. To thank the Eibishter. Well, what do I want to bring up? When something good happens, when you're getting schars, report it, think about it, talk about it, make a spiel about it. When something goes wrong, don't make, oh, I got an einish, I got a din, oh, I'm getting punished now for this. You know, people, they make themselves a moat. I tell this to a lot of people. It works wonders to the guys who believe me. My best customers are the ones who don't know me. I'm a telephone call, and they think I'm who knows who. And whatever I say is Teres Lakshmi Sinai. You want to know how many mice I have over the phone? I wonder if they knew me, if I get that much mileage. They'll see I'm just a bus of a dumb. On the telephone, they think, you know, between me and a malach, it's not too far away. I'm on the phone, and I sound, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'm hearing people on the phone. It works. Nisim Galuyim. I have stories. Don't ask. I have families turning inside out. I'll tell you one of my great stories, recent stories. For some reason, I don't get the Zionists. You know, Chavetz Chaim used to say he doesn't really get his yainus. He said, that's what they say. And a long many life, whatever it is. But anyway, I don't get his yainus. I get plenty. The covet I have, please do. I'm drowning in covet. So, what happened? I got from a certain area, I smelled some bittle. I'm not as batting 1,000 as I say I am. Somebody once gave a remark. I felt a little bit like, you know, I'm not the Rashka Bahag. I'm not quite as great as I say myself. Most people agree with me that I'm Givaldi. That's the feeling I get. Why should I say different? Let me live in my dimion. Let me enjoy my happy dimion for the rest of my life. Why not? It's more pleasant like that. And but this particular party, listen to this nice. They call me up. The husband calls me up. Show me a Rashim, what's going on there. He has splitting. He has headaches. He has kids. Shrek was a matzah. I says, I'm taking care of the whole business. Watch this. There was a mapesa. And overnight, I gave a bracha. He was cured. The kids were cured. It wasn't normal. It was a big fish. Like I don't get these things so fast. Guess what I did? As soon as I got off the phone, I said, "Baruch Shalom." His headache disappeared on the spot, or come out on the spot, and it's permanent. It's gone. I says, "Babysit, these guys don't really hold for me too much. Show them who I am." How do you like that one? It worked. I say open. You know, I talk with the apes. I think, who said this? Tuskel Abramsky said, me and the apes are like this. That's what he said. He said, I'm with the apes are like. I say it's not the first time. Another time I was davening for somebody, nothing was happening. And then he says, Mandel. Nothing happened with your big bracha she gave me. I says, okay, just 1 second. I turned around and said, Eibishter. Till now, it was a Yid's problem. Right now, I got a problem too. Right now, it's COVID. I have a COVID issue. Can you help me out? I promise you it's a true story. I called him up that night, Gansi Yeshua. You show Hashem you mean business. You get it. COVID means business. Is that something? I don't know, he said.
Rabbi, you said before that the person shouldn't say that. I should come to him and show him. Hashem visited me because I didn't avail.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I have this in my davening. But Hasadika Kobalino, the Sabbath on everything that comes out to me. He MS, as he saw, but I'm not going to hear Shannon. So Hadith's.
Yeah.
I know you shouldn't.
Listen to me. You answered everything. You said that. Keep saying it. It's fine. As long as you don't chazer that all day long. Just say it. It's true. But don't lean in that sugya. David HaMelech said, Chatosi Kenegdi Summit. What? Oh. There you go. Very good. So, there you go. So the David HaMelech's grada did say v'chatasi kinegdi summit, but David HaMelech on his regular schedule, besides learning like Gan Eden learning, you know he woke up with a harp, you know his alarm clock was a kinar, with a ruch tfeinus, what kind of ruch, you know he woke up with simcha tol shemayim, what is learning the simcha of his learning, and half a night he was singing. That's his regular schedule. He was like, not Stam, you know, you got to sing once in a while. That's me. You know, Chazal say, David HaMelech was created from all the music under the Kisei HaKavod. That he was composed of all that music. That was David. He's a shtick music. Ah! David HaMelech. So when you're a shtick music, you can also say, if it does, you can make these summit. It's not going to kill you. You know, you're shtick music. But we have to work on being a little bit more musical. Anyway. Okay, now. Do you know that the Torah sticks up for the Nebuchadnezzar? There's no end to that stuff. All over the place. It's not an almana. Rashi says, any guy that goes around feeling to clap. How would you feel? An almana, I have seen people like that getting unusual siyata d'shmaya. I know certain families, the Nebuchadnezzar. Somebody was nifted in, and the kids, they get married before everyone else. I've seen a lot of that stuff. There's a certain siyata d'shmaya when somebody's at Tzabrach and Akeli. Most people, so Rashi says, love dafkan amon and yosin. It could be anybody who says that Tzabrach. And our dar is becheskas. The average guy is becheskas, Tzabrach and Akeli. Becheskas, he probably feels like, including all those guys you're jealous of. Some of them are worse. I once had to speak at a simcha of somebody that I held this guy has everything. He does. The world is very, very Makanahim. He has everything you want. He is the biggest tzaddik, the biggest whatever you want. He's got it all. He's one of those. Everyone's Makanahim, they talk about him, the nachas he has, and unusual, he himself is an Olam Choshev Ma'oid, a Talmud Chacham, a sweetie, a this, a that, he's got it all. He picks the best Edomists in the yeshiva and gets them all, and everyone loves him, and everyone this. Bahiyayin, Yidl Mandel, he had a simcha in the family, and Yidl Mandel asked to speak. So I spoke to one of my big Nevardiga rabbeim. And I asked him, I'm supposed to speak with you. There's nothing, I mean, this man's got it all. I mean, I'm going to start buttering him up. He doesn't need chizuk. You know what he told me? It's a lie. He needs just like everybody else. You know why? He doesn't focus on what he has. He does. He tries. He says how much nachas he has. He'll do that. But in his, deep inside, he's eating himself up. For the one thing that he doesn't have, whatever it is, everybody goes around. You know, I once saw Lavdal. Most of us are living in a state of quiet desperation. That Goyim say that. Most of us are living in a state of quiet desperation. We're all living with. If only you know, you meet people. What's the guy all about? He's a pickle. You meet the guy, what's going on? Well, it's my son that's really, he has 10 other mitzvahs. He doesn't even talk about them. Beryl is not holding, you know, he's making us all meshuga and shine. Or it's my wife, or it's my panusa, or it's all of them together. So it's this, the shviga, or it's my averis. You gotta be careful with averis. I want you to know. That people take Aveiros. I would very much like to go to war against Aveiros. That's on my agenda, big time. I want to get together and go hold milchama. You'll be so much happier. People are looking for simcha, so they go Aveiros. You know, so they think that's going to give them simcha. They have not tasted what it's like to get involved in Aveiros Hashem the way they're supposed to. Or would they be dancing? What's his name? Rapunzel Menachem Malach Zatzal. He was a Nevardiga Gera. And his son was masped him. And his son mentioned, son is a Gera Chassid. And he said, I asked my father, how come the Nevardigas don't get involved in Kedusha issues? Why don't you know that? My Gera, Kedusha is a big thing. How come the Nevardigas are not involved in that? You know what he said? He said this for Rabbi. He said, if you would know the way we learned Musa with such a geschmack, you would, when you were finished with a Musa Seder in Nevada, there's no room in your head for that stuff. You can't even dream of it. You're on a different planet. You hear what's going on? That's what I want to bring back. When you're on fire, you're in a different Bria, level. The Nevada is like the big businessmen. They modeled after them. A big businessman, a friend of mine once met one, a millionaire. He says, he has some, how much you sleep? He says 7 hours. 7 hours? You eat 3 square meals a day with plenty of snacks in the middle. He says, you're wasting your life. You don't need more than 3-4 hours sleep a night. He says, what do you mean, but you need it? He says, you're not making millions of dollars. I'm making millions of dollars. I'm in a different world. I'm motivated. I'm alive. I'm moving. Who has time for eating and sleeping? And that's shtusim. We're moving. You become a different person when you have a certain drive. You see, the happiest people in the world are the people that go out for Klal Yisrael. I know somebody, the kids were in my class. They're not so far from here. And the kids are such mitzuyonim. It's a bracha. The parents are super happy people. When you go out for Klal Yisrael, people need you. They run over to you. You're a different breed. I saw a younger man here in Lakewood. He was a tzabrachana guy. He had issues. He had a good reason for it. He had his younger years, this and that. He had a whole... I met him years later. He moved out of Lakewood, and he got a job. A new person. Why? Because everyone's running over to him for Aitzis. So instead of him asking other people for Aitzis, they're asking him. It's instant turnaround. The whole Matthias turns around. We just want to be Ma'ida. You never know. We may move on this a little bit. That's right. The more you can do for the public, and don't be in a spoil. Keep davening. You can be Zerxa to anything you want. Okay, now. Now, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wherever you turn, you have Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. You wake up in the morning, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Emes V'yatzev, Emes V'amuna, Ezras, and Kelim, they went crazy over Ezras, and he said, you know, Konushira, B'simcha Rabba, Mechulam, look at those at your davening. Open a chumash. Every parsha, don't stop with that. Mishpatim also has Yetzias Mitzrayim in there. Wherever you turn, like they say, you make kiddush, Rosh Hashanah, Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's going on here? We get hit all over the place. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, if a person spends his life recalling all his fairy kind. I know people like this. I know somebody who is going through a level of disaster. Every time I meet the guy, he repeats the same stories that happened to him when he was a kid. How this one shepherded him, and that guy hurt him, and this guy this, and that guy that. That's all the guy talks about. It sits on him. And he doesn't move. He has a shame, dysfunctional matzah. Because he's heavily involved in what he's missing and what things going wrong. If a person, those people, the Welt says that the riches of a thankful heart gets the riches of the universe. That's what the Goyim say is. People who are really thankful, they get everything. Got to change your mode and only talk happy stuff. I want to tell you what just happened to me. I walked into the Rebbe's room. I'm a Rebbe. And when there's recess, the Rebbe sit together in the room. If you're not on duty, we should move around. I come in. I start boasting about, you know what I'm doing? And I'm speaking here. And Matach Weekly is moving in. Blah, 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 blah. I'm doing Givaldi, Givaldi, Givaldi. The guys are nice. Oh, yes, it's so nice. You're doing them so much. When I finished my big drasha, I said, by the way, there's another side of my life, too. You know that? Yeah. And you're not going to hear about it. My wife is not going to hear about it. No one's going to hear about it. But when I need chizuk, I go and make sure to talk about all my successes until I get the Yesh Li Koil mode. Yaakov Avinu said, I got it all. Esav said, Yesh Li Rov, I got a lot, but it's not enough. Yaakov said, Yesh Li Koil, I got it all. When I'm in a bad pickle, when something did bother me, I just, whatever happened, happened. you just ignore it like it didn't happen and recall all the good stuff going in your life and make believe it's not there. And you know what? Ami v'yozel means? What's the lashon of Gemara? What? Ami v'yozel. Boom. It disappears. At least from your mind and very, very often from the metzias. If you don't address your peklach, you do that with your physical problems. I just heard this guy calls me today. I didn't know. It was such a bomb. This guy told me today, Mandel. And you know how people forget positive things? They forget them. Every time I got to tell them like this, I think, I'm not that good anymore. You know, the negatives on your case, day and night, whatever you do. Yeah, yesterday I was a good guy. Today, it's not the same anymore. We're all like that. The HR pull you down is so strong. Go to war only against him. Mainly against him. I'm being action yatzliach. But you did this, yeah, give me that yetzahara. The real yetzahara is putting yourself down. That's the worst. No matter what, I'm a tzaddik yisoydan. This guy just told it to me today. I was sitting there. Did I really make that my first? I had a few such cases where people told me, a guy called me up about something. A whole family turned around. I said, wow, who was that? He says, it was your bracha. Oh, really? It was me? I promise you, it's a true story. Someone right in the vod told me. But this today, just the kid was born, and the doctor said the kid is Down syndrome. There's something wrong with this kid. He's not going to be a normal kid. And this guy called me up, and glad that he worked for B'tacha Weekly. I'm joking. I'm not joking. It's true. But I told him, Lahadam! The kid's perfect. The kid is more than perfect. He's the Mitsuyan godly. He's already like, this happened 15 years ago. He's a normal. So I said, I do this all the time, by the way. Don't even ask details. You got a problem? Come to me. It's nothing. I once saw Rav Scheinberg do that. I had trouble with an ankle. He had an accident with his teeth, whatever. So dig it, you know, speak positive, say it, shout. When you feel negative, scream louder to drown out all those negative voices. You know, even louder, or what the one said. When you're wrong in an argument, scream louder. Since you're wrong, go to your and scream. I see my rabbein do this. You know, so my wife knows the old news. Whenever I come home and I say, tell my wife, oh, I had such a good day today. What went wrong today? Come on, what's the truth? She knows me. That is the situation. When I need a plug, I scream, I'm doing great. What are you bothering me? I'm a Muslim. You know what happens to you after a while? You will become devoid of issues. If you have any, you just won't feel them. I want to tell you how dangerous issues are. Keep away issues, connection. I know a guy, he's having a lot of hatzlacha with his kid. He has a kid who sits all day, and he looks at, the parents don't want to see. When a kid sits 24/7 like this, and, you know, and he's in and out of school, more out than in, you know, one of those, you know, and he sleeps, or does he sleep? He's one of those. You know what they did? They don't fetch. Come on, not even to the Eibishter. The kid, my father, not. You know what they told the kid? You're a Mitzuyan. The kid says, I'll cut it out. And the kid, what do you mean? That's, we paskin. The kid will not hear a negative word about himself. Never! Never! You're fine. When the parents daven, the mother davens, she says, Eibishter, thank you for giving me such a masmid. Even to the Eibishter, thank you for giving me, she's pushing and so. Once in a while, she fetches a little bit and says, Eibishter, let's have a break. The kid is turning around every day. Mitamol, he's opening the Gemara. Mitamol, he's doing this. You keep it up. Now I got to tell you, Mason, this guy had trouble and family problems. He had a brother-in-law that drove him up a wall. He had a sister-in-law that was a little too great. And he had this and that. Alligat the Zachan, his mother, his sister, his this, they made him a sugar. And there was one family member that really hurt him. And he was in tzar. He was sensitive. Tzar. Kintaran, Rabbi Isai. We have new vodka, cold brewed, coffee flavored vodka. Anybody interested? Have some coffee flavor. For those that, you know, aren't Jack, we finished off a Jack. Listen to this. What? Baruch HaTorah Linoi. Eli Hegem Al Cholom. Shahak Eli Medvari. Lehaim. Lehaim. Amen. Lechaim, lechaim, lechaim. All whoever listens to me should have Yeshua's Gemuras. And call me up to tell me I was right. So, what was I saying? My pleasure. My pleasure. So what happened? This guy's davening. This is a true story. I've said it before. It's Kedai to Chazer the story. Mighty dick in the belt. This guy was davening and crying to the ABC. He felt so good about himself. And crying. Bayu Larotzen. He's davening. He says, oh, Yehbishter, it's too much. With my brother-in-law, is making him so... He gave me the Yaron, and he has no derech eretz for me, and I'm older than him. And I feel I'm disliked, and my wife, and she doesn't, and this one, then he poured his heart, and he felt like he's a real Keben Lefnei Aviv. You know, this is, he felt himself, pouring my heart out to the Eibishter. This is the way to do things. He's crying his heart out about Nebuchadnezzar's Pekel. It's a true story. As soon as he started touching about his brother-in-law, his nose started bleeding. From nowhere. He had no, like, you know, and bleeding. It could be. Go like this. And he kept holding it. And he kept kvetching and kvetching. While he's holding his nose, he kept kvetching about his brother-in-law. And his nose, kvetching. So finally he said, let me stop kvetching. I promise you it's a true story. He stopped. Maybe the Abishah doesn't like this kvetcher eye. He stopped kvetching. Abruptly, the blood disappeared. Kalai Haya. It's a true story. Got the message? But I'm talking my heart out to the Abishah. You want to talk your heart out to the Abishah? Tell him how happy you are that you're alive. Tell him how happy you are. Be a little Nisayan. It's not going to kill you. Tell him how happy you are. Say something nice. Kvetching, kvetching. He took it to him. It's a story. What do you say to that one? No kvetching! No more of that stuff. Rabbi Miller says, better a positive lie than a negative truth. And don't worry about Averis. Just don't do them, Hashem Yerachim. You don't know what Averis. I want to get together. If we had a club, and the Vardigas, when they did a mitzvah, they made a party. When they went against the Midas, they made a party. They were happy. Rav Weinkrein says he was happy for 24 hours when he did a pool against his Ratzin. He conquered his Yetzan, did Fakir. 24 hours, that's such simcha. See, we don't have enough simcha. We need more simcha. We do have enough. We're fine. None of that garbage. We're fine, but we'll try to get even better. And 20, you did a simcha, you said simcha, you went against him. They used to report to the Reish Avad whenever they went against the Teva. He told the Reish Avad. And the Reish Avad was part of it. No, that's enough. The whole world has to hear it. Something they're working on myself. Breaking in me, this is Gan Eden. It is Gan Eden. You don't know the pleasure. I kind of Oz Yashir. Right after you say some time, Oz Yashir. You say it every day. What's Oz Yashir? You got to sing against a nigger over there. You know, Sus V'raich V'ayrama V'ayam. How come Rashi says they're attached? Because when you're attached to Yetzer Hara and you can't let go, the sus is compared. And you can't let go, you end up sinking Zayne Gesund, Rama Bayom. But you want to get out of them. Memtash Shari Tuma was quite pleasant. It was a lot of fun what went on in Egypt. In a type of COVID, a lot of people, they want to be rid of COVID their whole lives. They like it. They don't want to give it up. So, that's what so why is Az Yashir? You want to combat the thrill of Memtesh Shari Tumah? sing and sing. And say, Zekeli van Veu, make Hashem beautiful. Make it Geschmack. Ozi the Zimros ka, Hashem is my song. Make a Geschmack. Fire. When somebody's on fire, all his problems are gone. Like this, he's going to fight his Yetzirah. But if he's on fire, he's in a different world, like the big businessman. Like the Titan, the Moshe Rabbeinu. So, what's that H? And then Uka over there. The snare, I want to tell you the snare is the Yetzirah, is the Aveiros. Now why is the fire burning? Why are we getting out of this mess? Which is the Ruchnius. So, well, Har Sinai is like the fire. When you're on fire, you have a Ruach. So what do we do for fire? You have to sing and you have to dance. And I believe in, learning Musa, Shar B'Tochen, that keeps me going. Learn a lot of Shar B'Tochen. If you had a chavrusa to talk about how you're advancing, which how much you're holding more from, hey, write down. You want to give yourself some chias? You know how many people tell me they're too tired to this? You know where it comes from? You know what my shvager, Matzah Feder, once said? You know what makes you tired? Daigus all over your head. I'm tired. You know why you're tired? You worry 24/7. Fill yourself up all day with happy thoughts. Make believe. Dimyanis, they're not even true. Just say it. What do you care? I'm doing great. And watch the energy level stop moving upwards. That's where it comes from. It's all in the cup. You think negative, you get tired, you get sick, something. I don't feel good. You know, when people come to me with sicknesses, I tell them, who shepherded you just before the sickness? Who's been bothering you? You know that? It all comes to, did I speak enough today? We should be Zeicher B'Kol Mamish to the Gula Shlema. And this Purim, we should be Zeicher to all the Gulas Hazman, Rosh Chodesh Adar. We'll go to war against the Eitar. We're going to win. After that, we're talking Ruchnius. Simcha! What? Now, no, wait a minute. One second. What? No Simcha business. Try to be B'Simcha, and you're in. Try to fight Yetzirah. Stop. Count to 10 before you explode at your wife. And each number is a malach that's going to remember you forever. Because you counted to 10, and then go kill her. You want to. I'm just kidding. Are any ladies listening to this one? Now, I meant kill him. In the Ezra Stars, they have a different nusach. And kill him. And that's it. There's a home.